What's up, y'all? It's your brother from another mother, Pistol Pete Kaufman, coming from New Orleans, rocking lifestyle in the house all day, every day. The other day, I was flying back from Newark Airport, New Jersey, to New Orleans, and I kind of dropped the ball on being a nice person. There was a dude, maybe in his mid-50s, nice guy, but what he was doing was he started putting his bag above the baggage place above my seat. So it wasn't a big deal. And he was putting his bag in, and I was putting my bag next to his. And he said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm in your way." I said, "No, you're not. It's no big deal. You're putting your bag above the seat, right? You're sitting on this side of the plane." And he goes, "No, I'm actually sitting on the other side." And so my automatic response to him was, and there was like nobody in the plane yet, so there was tons of room everywhere to put your bag in the overhead. So I say to him, "Well, why don't you put your bag on the other side of the plane?" And I kind of said it like I was talking to him and he was a dumbass, because he had all this room in the baggage overhead to put your bag, and this dude is putting his bag on the other side of the plane. And what happens is, when people start putting their bags in other people's spots, that's what slows down people getting on the plane. Because all of a sudden, normally where you'd put your bag up above, you have to move to the front of the plane, the back, just to find a place to put your shit. So anyway, I get, and the guy kind of had this shocked look. My response was kind of blunt. And then he's like, maybe I should put it on my side of the plane. It'll be easier for me to take it off. And then I realized I kind of gave him that. You know, I realized I was kind of a dick, and I was like, "Oh, yeah, you're right." I tried to backpedal out of it. "Yeah, you're right. It'll be easier. If you put it above your own seat, you can get it off the plane quicker." And I realized what I had done. I realized I wasn't being the nice Pete, the Rockin' Lifestyle podcast Pete, the Facebook Live business coach, personal development coach Pete. So we all have these moments. My moments are getting on a plane. I have to watch myself for the Mr. Hyde moments that I have, and getting on the New York City subway and driving behind the wheel of a car. That's when the old Pete tends to rear his ugly head. By the way, that's my wife in the background making noise, cooking food while I'm doing my podcast. Oh, I'm not being nice right now to her because she's doing that, so I'm going to be nice. See, I found another moment where I have to work on my shit. So, really, we all have moments sometimes where we've been conditioned all these years to respond a certain way. I mean, I'm telling you, I didn't even have a second to think about what I did. I just responded to this dude, "Why are you putting your bags on up on this side of the plane then?" Like, I didn't even have a moment to contemplate my response. So it's important that whenever you know you're going into a situation, maybe it's with a coworker, someone that pisses you off or pushes your buttons, or is in a situation that brings out the worst in you, I think it's important to write it down what situations trigger you, and to be super aware of it. And I'm telling you, I do this for a living, and I still find myself being triggered automatically without even realizing it till after it happened. So if it happens to me, and I do this for a living, it can happen to anyone, because damn, those roots of those responses are deep. So it's important that we are completely aware of what triggers us, write it down, and then the next time before you go into a situation that in the past has triggered you, then you can be more conscious and aware and not just respond in a negative way. So the next time I get on a plane, man, I'm having my journal on me, looking at that shit before I get on, because the chances of somebody doing something stupid on a plane are really high. You know, I just know this from experience. But my response doesn't have to be ill. Boy, if I could tell you some of the fucked up stories I've seen on a plane, you'd be laughing your ass off, but it's not funny when you're actually going through it. So I'm going to work on that, and I hope that you work on whatever it is that you're going through that triggers you. Pistol Pete Kaufman, thanks for getting on this post. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Not this post, the podcast. All right, peace. There is absolutely no spontaneity when it comes to success in any category of your life. Wrap your head around it. Nobody by accident or spontaneously becomes super fit and healthy and muscular. Nobody spontaneously becomes a multimillionaire without focusing on it and actually putting effort into it and having a system. Nobody has an amazing marriage or relationship by just hanging out and hoping the shit just comes together one day and is awesome by chance, okay? So you need to understand that. It's like when I talk to people, when I coach people who want to change their health, but they don't want to put in the preparation. Oh, man, you know, healthy people suck, man. It's such a pain in the ass to be healthy. They're always prepping their meals in advance, and they're always watching what they're eating, making sure they're getting a proper protein, lean protein, and a vegetable, and a slow digestive carb, and a healthy fat. They have to do all that. That's not fun when you have to do all that and think about shit like that instead of just going out and eating whatever you want. Yeah. You know, they do that because that's what's required. And wealthy people, you know, they focus on building wealth. I mean, I've never met a millionaire that just became a millionaire by accident without anything in place before they became a seven-figure earner. You know, it doesn't work that way. You don't just wake up one morning and, oh, shit, you know, I'm making all this money now. There was always some sort of process, an investment process, saving money, a percentage, learning about leverage. There was something in place that the average person isn't willing to do. So I really want you to think about that because, you know, if you really want this better life in terms of certain categories of success, you know, it requires a daily discipline. You don't just go to the gym next time if you go to the gym, or go to your yoga class or your Pilates or Zumba or whatever it is that you do, right? CrossFit, and look at one of the people that is on point, like somebody who's got the most skills, that has the biggest results. And I guarantee you ask them, hey, how long you been doing this and how often do you do it? I guarantee you 95% of the time, they have a schedule. They have a ritual. I should say a ritual. They're probably there at a certain time, 5 to 6 days a week, occasionally maybe not, but most of the time they're probably there at a certain time. They know what they're going to be doing before they get there. They don't just go to the gym and then figure out what the hell they're going to do. They have an idea in advance so they don't get there and waste time, and it's thought out. Right? And so many of us don't want to do that. We don't want to discipline ourselves to think in advance, to prep in advance, to put in the mental work and discipline. But guess what? That's just the way shit works. You know, you don't have to like it, but that's the way the world works, okay? You know, if you want to design your own world and figure it out in your own life, then good luck. But the world works this way. You know, you don't become good at playing an instrument by occasionally sitting down and deciding to play a song. I mean, there's always a daily regimen, okay? And until you can wrap your head around the fact that you're going to have a schedule and a ritual, you will not see the progress. And keep in mind, most people don't want to do that, which is why most people aren't rich, most people aren't fit, most people aren't healthy, most people don't have an incredible marriage, and most people are living a life that they don't really love. And I know that sounds judgmental, but go ahead, look around, ask and see for yourself. And if you want the life that you want, that you require, or whatever it is, just study the people who are producing the results. And watch what they do, and I can guarantee you that they have a schedule and a ritual. Pistol Pete Kaufman, hope you got something from this. Follow the basics. Forget spontaneous. Oh, but you can be sorry, I'm going to jump back. You can be spontaneous once in a while if you're following your ritual 95% of the time. You know, oh, maybe let's go here for lunch or whatever, occasionally, as long as you're on point with the rest of, you know, the other 95%, a 5%. Spontaneous moment is not bad. Pete Kaufman, Rockin' Lifestyle. I'm out. Peace.